What's up, everybody? It's Amrinder Singh, and you are listening to Learn Punjabi Like a Native podcast. The main purpose of this podcast is to teach you conversation in Punjabi and tell the difference between textbook type Punjabi and the real conversation in Punjabi. Now, let's kick this thing off. Today, we are going to learn in Punjabi how to give an approximately number when you are talking. So what I mean by that, I mean like when you wanna give or you have to give a number, but you don't wanna give the exact number, or maybe you are not sure about that number. So how can you say it in Punjabi? Like if I give you example, and if somebody asks you how much willing to pay for that thing, and you are not sure, I think maybe you can like pay around like $20, right? So that time, maybe you can go little up than 20, maybe you can go lower than 20, right? That time, like in English, you would say I can spend around 20. You are using around, so it means like around 20, right? You can also use approximately. I can spend approximately 20, so it means like it's not exactly 20. You can go up and high, right? So same thing, how would you say in Punjabi? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm gonna give you three ways to say that in Punjabi, and I'm gonna also give you some example of real conversation at the end. So make sure you stick to the podcast till the end. So well, how would you say the same thing in Punjabi? So well, the first thing we are gonna use is lagpag, which is very popular in formal language, and we also use it in informal, so it's pretty cool word to use it. I think most of you guys know that word, the meaning of lagpag. It means approximately. So you can say, main lagpag 20 dollar kharch dunga. Kharchna means spend here. You can say, main lagpag 20 dollar kharch dunga, right? So there's another way to say that when you give two numbers, right? You can say, main lagpag 25 dollar kharch dunga. So now you are using 25. So other person also understand that you are not only willing to like spend 20, you can go on 25, right? You can stay between 20 or 25. So there's another third way to say that, which more I think informal way to say that. I think maybe most of you guys don't know that. So it is a ka. We use it a lot. Like if I give you an example, I could say main 20 dollar kharch dunga. So I used B ka. I use ka after B. So B means 20, I think you know. Ka. So when I put the ka at the end of the B, so it means it's around 20. It's not exact 20, right? So when we talk in a real conversation, we use it a lot. Like main 2 karotiyan kha dunga. Main 4 karotiyan kha dunga, right? It means I can eat around like 4 rotis, right? So it didn't mean only 4. I could go a little less. I can go a little more. So if you don't know what the meaning of roti, you can search on Google. I think most of you guys who are learning Punjabi, and you know what is the meaning of roti. For example, you ask me like how much milk I can drink. I said, I want to say like I can drink around 2 glass of milk, right? So I can say my lagpag 2 glass pijunga. Dudh, right? Main lagpag 2 glass pijunga. So I could say main lag I can say like a main 2-3 glass pijunga, right? It means I can drink 2 or 3, right? Not sure, between 2 and 3, right? Or I could say like main 2 glass pijunga. So it means like I can drink like around 2, little less, maybe a little more, who knows. So I could also use all three words in one sense. I can say like main lagpag 2-3 ka glass pijunga. 2-3 ka glass pijunga. Main lagpag 2-3 ka glass pijunga. So are you noticing I'm using all three words in one sense? That's how we do sometimes. So if you want, you can use only one word. You can use lagpag, you can give two numbers, or you can use ka, whatever you like. If you want to use all three, you can also do that. So let's take another example. And if you ask me like how many people visited at your party, right? So I can say like lagpag 50 jane si, right? और आई कैन से लगभग 50-60 के जाने से. आई एम यूजिंग ऑल थ्री नाउ और आई कैड यूज लाइक ओनली लग आई इफ आई डोंट वांट यूज लाइक लगभग आई कैन से लाइक 50 के जाने से. आई एम यूजिंग को इट्स मीन अराउंड 50 पीपल राइट. और आई कैन से 50-60 जाने से राइट. सो If you don't know what the meaning of jaane, you can check out my another podcast when I like explain what the meaning of jaane. Jaane means basically people, but there's a specific situation when we use it, right? So you can you if you don't know, you I think you should check out my other podcast named Jaane or Jaane word explained, something like that. You can check it out. You can find it in my episodes. So I hope you get the meaning. You can choose all three words if you want in sentence. Like if you even if you don't want to use it, you only want to stick to lagpag if you're already using it. It is also good for you to still understand native Punjabi native people when we are using them, right? So that's what makes you more natural. If you are only using lagpag, yeah. So we understand like your Punjabi is not that good because you are only using that. If you are like a playing with the world like us, we would like us think like, wow, that man is real deal. So maybe if you were listening Punjabi native speaker, we use a lot of these small words to make sound different than you guys. It is our accent. Like there are a lot of words. If I give you example. Like I can say instead of say like tu ja peeni hai, I could say tu cha ju peeni hai. I could use ju, right? So there's only one word cha, which means tea. Ju doesn't mean anything. I'm just adding this word, so it makes unique of our accent, right? So I think you should notice that when we are talking, we use these kind of little unnecessary word in our speaking. So anyway, let's take some examples of real conversation, how we use these three words, lagpag or ka, or when we give two numbers, right? So I'm not gonna explain everything in English in this sentence I'm going to speak. So if you don't understand, it's okay. But I think you can pay attention when I'm using these words, like when I'm giving two numbers or when I'm using lagpag or when I'm using ka. So you can only pay attention on these if you don't understand the Punjabi much. I'm just gonna tell you a little story. It is not real story. I'm gonna just speak and I'm gonna use these kind of words in my normal speed when I'm talk to Punjabi people here, right? So, and you can also guess how much you are understanding me because that's the real thing when I'm gonna talk about. That's how we talk, all right? So let's get started. ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਨਾ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਗਏ ਮੇਲੇ 'ਤੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੂਜਾ ਹੋਰ ਰਾਮਪੁਰੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਵਾਲਾ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਗਏ ਮੇਲੇ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਮੇਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਇਕੱਠ ਸੀਗੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ 'ਚ ਲਗਭਗ 2-3 ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਕੁ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੋਊਗਾ ਅਤੇ ਬੜਾ ਇਕੱਠ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਅਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਨਾ ਚੱਲੇ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਆਹ ਘੱਟ ਹੀ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਦੂਜੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਬਰੁੱਡ 'ਚ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਇੰਨਾ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਅਤੇ ਦੂਜਾ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਉਹ ਰਾਮਪੁਰੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਤੰਦਰ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ ਮਤਲਬ ਸੀ ਸੱਤ ਕੁ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੋਊ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਬਲੁੱਟੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਅਤੇ ਪਤੰਦਰ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਬਰੁੱਡ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਅਫਰ ਗਿਆ ਫਿਰ ਪਾਣੀ ਅਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਪਾਣੀ ਅਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਹੁਣ ਇੰਨੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ ਯਾਰ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ 7-8 ਖਾ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਲਗਭਗ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਨੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਖਾਧੇ ਯਾਰ ਹੁਣ ਤੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਲਾ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਦੇ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਫੁੱਲਦੇ ਗਰਮੀ ਇੰਨੀ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਅਤੇ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਤੇਲ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਅਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਦਾ 7-8 ਗਲਾਸ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਪੀ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਅਤੇ ਭਰਾਵਾ ਫਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਤੇਲ ਲੱਗਣੋਂ ਹੀ ਨਾ ਹਟੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਸੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੇ ਅਤੇ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਬ ਕਰਨ ਵਗ ਜਾ ਕਰੇ ਆਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਰਿਹਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਬੜੀ ਬੜੀ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤਾਂਹੀਓ ਤਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਬਰੁੱਡ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਗਰਮੀ ਗਰਮੀ 'ਚ ਖਾਵੇ ਨਾ ਮੇਲੇ 'ਤੇ ਸੋ ਗਾਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਲਿਟਲ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਜਸਟ ਮੇਡ ਇਟ ਸੋ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਰੀਅਲ ਬਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਟਾਕ ਇਨ ਇਨਫੋਰਮ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਟਰੀਟ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਫਰੈਂਡ What happened, right? So you can guess how much you understand that. If you understand like a half of it, this is really good. And if you didn't understand, it's okay, don't worry about it much, because it was so informal. And you can also guess how important it is to learn informal Punjabi so you can understand native Punjabi people. So that is why I'm teaching you guys informal Punjabi. So that's it, guys. I hope you learned something new today. I'll be back with another lesson another day.